If you like offense and you like precipitation, this was the game for you between the Diamondbacks and the Cubs, and what a day it would be for this fella.
Goldschmidt hits a high, deep drive to left center field. This is going to be a long three-run homer. Way up into the seats near the video board in left center, and a three-run homer by Paul Goldschmidt starts the scoring today.
Got a long look in. Now the next pitch to Goldschmidt, hammered to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. This ball is a home run. Down the line and out onto Waveland Avenue, and this ball was really crushed right down the line, and it just stays fair. Two-run homer for Goldschmidt, his fourth and fifth RBIs of the game. And that ball had the distance by quite a bit.
Trying to come through again, the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball, up the middle, base hit! One run is in, here comes Jay, Cubs lead! Two-run single, Wilson Contreras. Rizzo stops at second. Cubs lead 7-6. Here's the 3-2 by Davis. Goldschmidt drives one in the air, deep left center field, and Goldschmidt has his third home run of this game. He hit a low fastball over the 368 marker, and Arizona leads 9-8. And the 1-2. Hayward swings and misses, strike three, and this ball game is over.
After trailing 6-1 in the early going, the Cubs would eventually battle back to take a 7-6 lead, but tied at 8 in the ninth. Paul Goldschmidt's third home run of the day put the Cubs down for good, and Chicago suffered a rubber game loss. 10-8 was the final on a long, wet day at Wrigley Field. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
We came back. We're good position. CJ on the mound against a heavily right-handed part of the batting order. I felt really good about it. I did not want to let it go any further and put Justin Wilson in a really bad spot. So a little wiggle room with the base open. Got out of it somewhat. I mean, we kept it to the point where we were able to come back and tie it. And then, of course, they're home runs. I mean, Goldschmidt is very good. And we just made a couple mistakes on it. Didn't throw the ball where we wanted to. So give him credit. But really an entertaining game from an entertainment perspective, a very long and tiring game from a lengthy perspective.
Joe, there's a lot of great players in baseball, but how high up the totem pole is Goldschmidt?
He's way up there for me. I mean, for a lot of people. He's got such a quick bat. He's very quick and disciplined at the plate at the same time. He's also a very good first baseman, and he runs well. He can steal a bag if you're not paying attention. He's pretty much a complete player.
It's probably not the time to ask, but Contreras has certainly just elevated his game. Do you think just the 3 days off this week has taken him to another level here as far as his offense?
Yeah, he's definitely, I mean, when you do that against Greinke, that's pretty good. Greinke knows what he's doing out there, so that's kind of like a litmus test for him right there regarding how he handles that kind of a pitcher who knows how to pitch. And he did that pretty well, I thought, today. And then eventually Bradley, who's thrown 98, and he's spotting it up too, and then he gets a big knock right there. That's a pretty impressive game, and then he shuts down their running game on top of that. So there's a lot of positives going on, obviously, with him.
Were you a little surprised, though?
Well, the first pitch I wasn't. I thought he was just taking a strike, so it's okay to take a strike against Fernando like that. And then the second pitch, he might have saw the third baseman back. He's just trying to add another base runner at that time, which would have been two. And here comes Alex for the homer. So he may have been thinking that also. Listen, I'm not – of course I'd like to see him swing away right there, but I think the first pitch, I think he was just taking a strike. The second one, he may have seen something with the third baseman.
When you battle back from that big of a deficit, do you think sometimes there are more positives to take away from a performance like that than negatives in a loss?
There's no negatives for me, honestly. I mean, when your guys do that, we got down pretty heavily early against, like I said, a really good pitcher. They made about 6-1 at one point, and then we came back against a pretty good bullpen also. Both teams wanted to win. It was obvious. It was a really hard-fought game on both sides. You got to appreciate that. So that indicates why they're in the position that they're in, and same thing with us. Just a very entertaining game. I felt good about that latter part of the game once we grabbed the lead. I just didn't play out today, but I still have a ton of faith in our bullpen. I thought Stroppe was really good again today, too. Dunsink was very good again today. CJ, the walk's been bothering him just a little bit. We just got to get him over the plate more.
I know before the game you talked about their lineup being 1-5, but it seems like it's
pretty thick and comparable to what you're going to be facing this weekend.
Yep. Right. The other team, the Nationals, are playing. They're a very good offensive club. The thing that happened today that was unusual, like Lamb hitting in the 7-hole, you know, that he's, you know, left-handers have really had their way with him, and I think that's 2 hits now against Justin, right? That was a pretty big play. So that, and Drury, that was an absolute bomb. So they did lengthen it out a little bit today themselves, but the team tomorrow over the weekend is very good up and down. We just got to pitch our butts off again, and we can. I thought Kyle looked really good in that latter part of the game against the Brewers. I'm looking forward to seeing that same version of Kyle tomorrow.
The Cubs look to bounce back on Friday when they continue their homestand as the first-place Nationals come to town.